Today's a special day because we're going to see the ordination of a minister, Mr. Frazier, into the second degree of the priesthood. A year and a half ago, he was, and these are big words, he was inaugurated. That means that he was made a minister. And at that time, when he was inaugurated, this book was placed in his hand. And he was commanded to go and teach this truth. This is the true Christian religion. It could be any part of the word. This was put in his hand and with the instruction to go and teach this truth and lead people to heaven, lead people to the good of life. And that's what's called the first degree of the priesthood, to teach the truth. And if you notice, he's wearing a white stole, and that means that he's a teacher. He teaches the truth, and he leads to the good of life. And now, today, he's going to be ordained, or numbered, into the second degree. And what you will see is that we're going to place this blue stole. This is made just especially for him. It has his initials on the back. And this will be a sign to everyone that he's no longer just a teacher, but he's a pastor. A pastor is someone who leads a congregation. And hopefully he'll be called as a pastor somewhere. No longer just teaching, but today we'll talk about the good shepherd. He'll be the shepherd taking care of his flock. And that's the second degree of the priesthood. And you notice I'm wearing a red stole. And this is called the third degree, or the episcopal degree of the priesthood. And it's the duty of the priest to administer and bring order into the affairs of the church. And so the bishop, wearing the red stole, travels all over the world and visits congregations and schools. Just last year, I was in a school, a new church school, with 350 students, elementary school, 350 students. And all those students danced for myself and my wife. What country do you think that was? It was Ghana. And we went to another school in Ghana with maybe just 300 students. And that's one of the uses of the episcopal degree, is to travel all over the world and do ordinations, as we'll see this morning, and to administer and to supervise all the affairs of the worldwide church. So there's three degrees. There's the white, which is teaching. And now Mr. Frazier will receive the blue stole to be a pastor of the church. And then there's the red stole, which is the episcopal or third degree. The rite of ordination will now take place, if you could come forward. We'll begin by reading from the Word and from the sacred scriptures and the heavenly doctrines. And Jesus said, "Whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your servant. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he who is a hireling and not the shepherd, and one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. And other sheep, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." From the heavenly doctrines we read, "Priests must teach people the way to heaven, and must lead them in it. They must teach them according to the doctrine of their church, and they must lead them to live according to it. Priests who teach truths, and by them lead to the good of life, and so to the Lord, are the good shepherds." Finally, we read, there are four things with the clergy that follow in order: enlightenment, perception, disposition, and instruction. Enlightenment is from the Lord. Perception is with a person according to the state of his mind formed by doctrine. Disposition is from the affection of the love of the will, the delight that this love disposes. Instruction follows in effect from all of the preceding causes. Amen. Now, Pierce, you have been inaugurated into the priesthood of the new church and ordained into the first degree. You have served as a minister of the church, and now you are called and selected for the second or pastoral degree of the priesthood of the new church, and you have presented yourself for ordination into that degree. Therefore, let me ask, do you believe that this call and selection are of the divine providence of the Lord?
I do.
And are you ready and willing to take upon yourself the duties and responsibilities of the office of pastor in the priesthood of the new church?
I am.
And you, therefore, in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of this congregation, declare your faith and make manifest your purpose.
I believe in one God, and he is our Heavenly Father, the Lord God, Jesus Christ. He created us so that he may bless us and make us happy. But he left us in freedom to choose whether to receive or reject his blessing. True faith, believing in him, means living according to his word. Without a revelation from the Lord, we would not know anything. Because we are born in utter ignorance and inclined to evils of every kind, his word teaches us what evil is, and that all evil is from hell and should be shunned. Further, it teaches us what good is, and that all good is from the Lord and should be done. If we were to only recognize and live by this, how happy we would be. We must do these things as if on our own, but we should acknowledge that it is really the Lord working through us.
And now let us pray. Lord, we ask for your blessings upon Pierce and his ministry, and now his pastoral uses. We ask that you be with him and his family to guide them in ways of wisdom and love, so that they may be humble servants in your church. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. Please all stand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ordain you into the second degree of the priesthood. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive ye the Holy Spirit." By this sign it shall be known that you are allowed to perform the duties of the second degree of the priesthood of the new church. you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated. Now, in addition to the duties already conferred, you are by this act of ordination charged to officiate at betrothals, consecrate marriages, preside over a society or circle, and so enter more fully into the use of teaching people the way to heaven and leading them in it. You have been introduced into the second degree of the priesthood of the new church, and I now recognize you as a pastor in the General Church of the New Jerusalem. In his second advent, the Lord has opened his word for all people. Seek the diligence to enter into the revealed truth that is in the Lord's word. It is through this truth that the Lord leads his children. It is the uses that the Lord himself is present with his love. In doing your work, you will find your reward and receive the Lord's blessing. May the Lord be with you wherever you go, and may the Spirit of his truth guide you into all truth.